remarkable. It took 20 minutes to walk back to Vella, and in that time, uncertainty settled into Chi's bones. Was her hunch in assuming the coronet would want blood correct? Had she taken a life callously and without cause? Would this somehow disqualify her from winning the coronet's hand? She shook her head quickly, as if that might banish her racing thoughts, and once she reached the castle gates, she stopped to admire her temporary home. Edo's castle loomed over Vella, high on a hilltop, and surrounded by a thick forest of aggressive-looking trees. Growing up, Chi had listened to stories about what went on in the castle, how people would venture in but never return, the screaming that echoed through the canyon below. She'd been in and around the castle for hours and hadn't heard anything, but couldn't deny that the place felt alive. Hungry. She squared her shoulders and nodded at the guards at the gate, who let her through after scanning the participant identification card around her neck. Her hands clutched the strap of her bag even tighter as she funneled all her anxiety into that grip. Never let them see on the outside how you feel on the inside, her mother always said. Right now, Chi couldn't afford to let anyone know she was terrified. Two other participants were already waiting in the front courtyard of the castle when Chi approached, and she silently swore. Hopefully, being first didn't hold much weight in this competition. And besides, she was still early. From her estimates, there had been at least 100 people left after the first round of dismissals, all with varying motives and interest levels, listening to the coronet's abettor, Erza, drone on about the competition, the rules, the prize. The coronet would be reaching their 17th year on Saturday, and as tradition dictated, they would need to have a betrothed in place for a year-long engagement and marriage ceremony to come on the occasion of their 18th birthday. Normally, or at least for the short duration of Chi's lifetime, royals had their betrothed already, and an engagement celebration would simply be a formality. But the coronet hadn't had any suitors. They had hardly shown any interest in the typical royal courtship traditions. They hadn't shown interest in much of anything beyond maintaining their garden. Chi eyed the black roses to her left and smiled a bit. The coronet had an extensive assortment of dark flowers, plants with beauty and lethality, trees whose twisted branches looked haunted. The whole courtyard exuded a sickly sweet scent that seemed designed to draw in unsuspecting victims. It was beautiful, but not everyone felt that way. And judging by the faces of other suitors waiting in the courtyard, these people didn't understand the coronet the way Chi did. She'd followed the coronet's life closely. Ever since her mother had mentioned one day when Chi was small, that she and the coronet shared a birthday. She wasn't much concerned with celebrating her own birthday, but it fascinated her to have a connection, no matter how superficial, to a royal. She watched the coronet grow up as she herself did. She spent night after night lying on her straw pallet beside her mother and some stray animals, wondering what it would be like to be sleeping in a real bed, like the coronet surely was. She knew every fleeting obsession, every milestone. She knew she belonged there. None of the competitors present in the garden seemed the type to pique the coronet's interest, and she felt grateful for that, too. Across from her, a portly dark fellow with fancy shoes and crisply creased pants sat swatting and scowling on a bench near the hemlock. Some gold-horned butterflies had taken a liking to something about him.